The never-ending stair faded, unraveling from itself to become a vast amphitheater, its curving walls pierced by countless archways, its uncountable levels broken by long flights of zigzagging steps. Above, an ink-black sky, through which rose a red and white moon, casting a crimson-silver twilight over the broad space. Underfoot was a vast mosaic. From the perspective of those that entered, it was impossible to discern any sense from the millions of small tiles, yet it left one with a feeling that there was a pattern to be discerned. Even in this sanctuary, the assault without could be felt. Not only the occasional vibrations and more tangible sounds of attack, but also a pervasive sense of tension and hostility. A solitary figure waited in the vast expanse, which swallowed up the host of the Inari without difficulty. Dressed in a pale silken robe, face hidden behind a featureless mask, the White Seer lifted a hand in greeting to Ivrain. Her Jirinx scampered forwards and started playfully batting at the dangling end of the long belt that bound his robe. The Seer did not seem to mind.
Welcome, wanderer of the Cold Road. I am Risa Foneth, curator of the Hidden Sphere. Many have been your journeys upon the sevenfold path before your steps brought you here. Too many, we think.
Had I known that you were in need of such assistance, sooner my steps would have brought me.
All are in need, daughter of Iniad. Nowhere has avoided the tempest that has swept the realms of gods and mortals.
I come for a favor. It would be remiss not to offer our blades in return.
The offer is welcomed, but twofold is the labor to be carried out.
The White Seer extended his left hand as though reaching for something close at hand. When Ivrain turned her eye, she saw that the amphitheater had distorted so that one of the archways was only a dozen paces away. The space beneath the high, sharp archway was filled with a swirling mist of gray and gold. Upon the inside of the arch, runes gleamed red, their light caught in the fog to form wavering sigils of warding and sanctuary.
You come seeking the Hand of Darkness.
Yes. You foresaw my coming?
Such a thing might have been true, but unnecessarily theatric. No, your arrival was not prophesied in visions or texts. Had we known of Eldred's plan for Iniad's ascension, we would have endeavored to prevent it. But that cannot be changed. And so here we are. The truth is that Caesadorus sent word that you would be coming.
The Anchorite knows you.
Many were his travels in exile, both physical and spiritual. The Black Library was his abode for a time. He warned us of your need, and had we been able to assist in return, we would have saved you your travels.
But you cannot help.
It is only by the company you now keep that you are allowed in this space, destroyer of knowledge.
Some secrets are better buried.
Even so, you are here only under sufferance. Do not speak again unless addressed.